بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه حين تأيمت بنته حفصة قال: لقيت عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه فعرضت عليه حفصة فقلت: إن شئت أنكحتك حفصة بنت عمر. قال: سأنظر في أمري. فلبثت ليالي ثم لقيني فقال: قد بدا لي أن لا أتزوج يومي هذا. في حديث of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, or the incident mentioned by Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما, he says that when the daughter of Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, Hafsa, when she became a widow, then Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه met Uthman bin Affan رضي الله تعالى عنه, and he offered his daughter Hafsa in marriage to Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. So Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه offers his daughter Hafsa in marriage to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. He says, if you wish, I can get you married to Hafsa. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala said, let me think about it. He says, a few days went by, and then Uthman radiallahu ta'ala meets me, and he says that I don't wish to get married in these times of mine. At the moment, I'm not ready. I'm not interested in getting married. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, فَلَقِيتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ رضي الله تعالى عنه فَقُلْتُ إِنْ شِئْتَ أَنْكَحْتُكَ حَفْصَة بِنْتَ عُمَرَ فَصَمَتَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رضي الله تعالى عنه فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ إِلَيَّ شِئًا. He says, I presented to Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه my daughter Hafsa. He says, if you wish, I can get you married to Hafsa. Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه remained silent, and he did not give me any answer, no reply whatsoever. I offered my daughter to him, he just kept silent. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, فَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِ أَوْجَدَ مِنِّي عَلَىٰ عُثْمَانِ. I was more upset with Abu Bakr than I was with Uthman. At least Uthman radiallahu ta'ala gave a reply, say, I'm not interested at the moment. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu just kept silent. فَلَبِثُ لَيَارِيَ ثُمَّ خَتَبَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَىٰ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ وَسَلَىٰ. He sees few nights go past, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes forward, and he proposes for Hafsa. فَأَنْكَحْتُهَا إِيَّا. So I got Hafsa married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَقِيَنِي أَبُو بَكْرٍ رضي الله تعالى. After some time, Abu Bakr meets me. So Umar says, Abu Bakr meets me. فَقَالَ لَعَلَّكَ وَجَدْتَ عَلِيَّ حِينَ عَرَضْتَ عَلِيَّ حَفْصَة فَلَمْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكَ شِئًا. He says, perhaps you were upset with me when you presented your daughter Hafsa to me, and I did not respond to you. فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ. I said, yes. قَالَ فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَمْنَعْنِي أَنْ أَرْجِعَ إِلَيْكَ فِيمَا عَرَضْتَ عَلَيَّ إِلَّا أَنِّي كُنْتُ عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَكَرَهَا فَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِأُفْشِيَ سِرَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلَوْ تَرَكَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَقَبِلْتُهَا. رواه البخاري. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu explains to Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, the only thing that stopped me from giving you a respond and answer when you had presented Hafsa to me was that I knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made mention of getting married or proposing to Hafsa, and I did not wish to divulge the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was just a secret. Rasulullah had mentioned to me that he is thinking about getting married to Hafsa, so I did not want to divulge the secret. Had Nabi Karim not married Hafsa, then I would have accepted this offer. So again, this hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought it under the chapter of protecting a secret, keeping a secret. Because this was a secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had just thought about getting married to Hafsa. He mentioned this to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Abu Bakr radiallahu did not want to divulge the secret until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a firm decision. Yes, once he made this firm decision, then he was able to explain the reason that why he did not say anything to Umar radiallahu ta'ala when Umar radiallahu ta'ala had offered Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala in marriage. Also, we understand another important masala. When a person proposes, or he is now about to propose to a family for a girl, and he has mentioned to some person, now that person who knows about this man getting, he wants to get married to a particular girl, or he's going to propose, or he has already proposed, then he should not go and propose to that girl until his offer is rejected, or he knows for sure that they are definitely, they have declined his proposal. So many times we find that a person, he proposes to a girl, and his friend also comes to know, then he goes and he proposes. This is incorrect. And also very important, we learn that a simple incident like this, but we understand the importance of not divulging a secret. We should uphold a secret, otherwise it will cause harm to the next person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka